Welcome to People Power and Politics, hard talk, riveting interviews, community updates, in-depth analysis. That's People Power and Politics. We tell it to you as it is. No holds barred. You are the people. You have the power. We bring you the politics. To listen to our show, be a guest, or to advertise, visit www.pppradio.nyc. That's www.pppradio.nyc.
A very warm welcome to everyone. We are joined by a very special guest, attorney and law clerk Lola Waterman, who is running for civil court judge in the 2nd Municipal District. Welcome, ma'am. Good to have you here with us today.
Thank you so much for having me here.
Our pleasure. So tell us a little bit about yourself and why you are running for civil court judge.
Oh, wow. Do you have half hour?
No.
So my name is Lola Waterman. Good evening to all our listeners. And I'm running for civil court judge in the 2nd Municipal District. For those that don't know, the 2nd Municipal District covers everything from Bedford-Stuyvesant, Crown Heights, Clinton Hill, Fort Greene, and a little bit of East New York. So if you live in any one of those areas, you will see my name on your ballot. So currently, I am a law clerk to a Supreme Court justice here in Kings County. Before that, I was in private practice for almost a decade. I represented clients in estate planning. I did wills, trust, and estates. I did surrogate court work. I did some immigration work, family court work, and criminal court work. So I have a very diverse experience in different practice areas that I think would help me in my journey to becoming a judge. And I also serve as a small claims arbitrator in small claims court. And what happens there is that if you sue someone or you're being sued in civil court, you can choose to come before me as an arbitrator. And what happens is I hear the case just like a judge would, and I can make a decision on the case, and that decision is binding. So I believe I have all those experiences, the experience of being an advocate while I was representing people, the experience of being in a judge-like position, making decisions in small claims court, and also the experience of being impartial and fair as a law clerk in Supreme Court. So those are the experiences that I'm bringing to the table. I'm also very connected to my community. My husband is a pastor. He's the pastor of Antioch Baptist Church. So if you're ever around Green Avenue, please stop by and say hello and introduce yourselves. I am the first lady there. Ultimately, what it comes down to for me is legal transparency. There are a lot of people that don't know what their rights are. They come to court, they're confused, they don't even know where to go. They don't get their day in court. And my job has always been to educate people. So those are the kinds of values that I think I'll be taking with me to the bench. I might not be able to do certain things as a judge, but my plan and my hope and my prayer is to stay connected to the community and continue to help the people in my community to get the legal education that they really need.
So given all that, what exactly does a civil court judge do, and how you're going to be making that connection, that transition?
Right. So as some of you may have heard, the civil court is known as the people's court. And that's for very good reason. That's because 25% of all cases that pass through New York State courts passes through the civil court. That's a lot of cases. Mm-hmm. So most people, most regular people like you and I, only see the civil court because civil court handles cases that are $25,000 or less, right? So anytime you're suing for over $25,000, you go to Supreme Court. But if it's less than $25,000, you're going to civil. So most of us will go to civil court. Civil court has like three parts. They have the housing part, which deals with landlord-tenant matters. A lot of people know about that part. But there's also the small claims part, which deals with cases that are $10,000 or less. And that's where I serve as arbitrator. And then there's the general civil part that deals with every other kind of civil cases. So there are 38 judges here in Brooklyn that sit in civil court. And it's also important to point out to everyone that if you are running and elected as a civil court judge, you may actually be placed in criminal or family court. So to conclude, you know, the court that I'm running for, I basically have the experience there. I've represented clients there. I served as guardian ad litem. That's a person that helps tenants when they're fighting against their interest in their apartments or their homes. You know, I have served as an arbitrator there. And, you know, again, I'm carrying that experience. All the experience that I have with me from civil court is what I'll be taking right back to civil court.
So the primary is June the 22nd. And pretty much if you win the primary, mm-hmm. you're going to be winning the general election.
Yes.
So my name is Lola Waterman. I am running for civil court judge. Mm-hmm. And then
Vote for me because I bring the necessary experience to the bench. Not only have I been an advocate, and I've been on the other side of the bench representing clients, representing everyday New Yorkers, everyday or Brooklynites. But in addition to being an advocate, I've also served as a decision maker in civil court, as an arbitrator, where I've heard cases, you know, decided those cases, and those decisions have been binding. So I have that experience as well. And now in Supreme Court, within my role as a law clerk, what I do there, I'm the first person the parties see when they come in. I'm the first one that they're interacting with. I'm the one that advises the judge on how to rule and make decisions on cases. I'm the one that writes those orders and those decisions from the court. So, you know, if you must hire anyone, you should hire somebody that has the experience. Mm-hmm. And that's what I'm bringing to the table. Plus the community involvement, of course.
Okay. So how can one support your candidacy, you know, in terms of volunteering, donating, otherwise?
Absolutely. So if you go on lolawaterman.com, that's LOLAWATERMAN, you can sign up to volunteer with us. We're having a blast out there. You can also donate on the website, lolawaterman.com. So my campaign is a grassroots campaign. I made the commitment to run because I knew I was not going to be seeking any endorsements from any elected officials. Mm-hmm. There are some elected officials that I have spoken with, and they have endorsed me. It just happened this week. And so please stay tuned. Go on my website. You'll be hearing on that. And I have a lot of support from the community, from the senior residences, from a lot of the seniors, a lot of the clergy in the community that have seen my work, and of my peers, the lawyers that I've worked with in the past. They have all endorsed me and continue to do so with their financial support and getting the word out.
So, Ms. Waterman, we thank you so much for coming here and sharing this information. We wish you the very best of success in the upcoming primaries, and we look forward to having you back here again as the judge.
Yay! Thank you so much. Thank you so much for having me here, for sharing your platform with me. It's important that people hear my story.
You are so very welcome.
Thank you.
People Power in Politics. Hard talk, riveting interviews, community updates, in-depth analysis. That's People Power in Politics. We tell it to you as it is. No holds barred. You are the people. You have the power. We bring you the politics. To listen to our show, be a guest, or to advertise, visit www.pppradio.nyc. That's www.pppradio.nyc.